Jewish Hospital in Louisville, where Robert Toole's had his surgery, is one of five medical centers chosen for clinical trials of the AbbVie artificial heart. The other four are Hahnemann University Hospital in Philadelphia, the Texas Heart Institute and St. Luke's Episcopal Hospital in Houston, the Boston Hospital's Massachusetts General and Brigham and Women's, and the UCLA Medical Center. Dr. Hillel Lacks is principal investigator for the artificial heart program at UCLA, which claims to have the largest heart transplant program in the world. He says the team there is excited about the work ahead.
We have already trained by doing animal implants and by practicing with the controls for the device. So our team is really now almost ready to begin the clinical trial.
You tried the AbbVie heart, the artificial heart, in animals?
Part of the required preparations for the clinical trial is to do a certain number of implants, which were done in pigs.
Now, Louisville went first with their artificial heart implantation. Do you think, learn anything from the experience in Louisville which will make a difference in what happens at UCLA?
Well, you know, they have shared their clinical experience with our team and with the other teams that are involved in the clinical trials. And so quite a lot has been learned from their experience, both in terms of the surgical procedure, some of the methods of anticoagulation, and selection of patients, and a whole host of things that have been discussed openly with our team and with all the other teams.
I wonder if you could give us an example.
Well, for example, you know, there was great uncertainty as to what level of anticoagulation is really required for a device like this. And because this particular patient had some bleeding, the anticoagulation had to be held. And despite that, no clots formed inside this heart, and there were no embolic events with clots breaking off. So one of the advantages of a heart transplant is that clots are very rare. But one of the major concerns about any artificial device is that the foreign surfaces become a site for clots to form, and from there they can break off and cause a stroke or other injuries.
What you're telling us is that in some devices blood sticks to the surfaces inside whatever the device is, but that's
right.
Not happening with this one?
That's correct, and that's very reassuring. As you know, with the first clinical trials in the 80s, stroke was a major complication of the device, and this has thankfully not happened with this first clinical trial of this device.
Your doctors are trained. You've been briefed on how the first operation went. How close are you to picking a patient?
Well, we are in the final stages of being ready, and we are expecting that the company will recommend to the FDA that we be approved to do a clinical implant in early September.
So just weeks away.
We hope so, because you know, this is not a device that is used in an elective situation. This is a device that is used to save the lives of people who are in immediate danger of dying, and so the sooner that this is approved, the better.
And that's that will be the choice of patient that you will make, too. You will choose someone who's in an extremely bad situation.
Well, you know, the criteria for the implant are that it would be somebody who is in a high risk of dying within 30 days and someone who is not a candidate for a heart transplant.
Dr. Lacks, are you looking forward to the opportunity that you have now?
We are. I think this is a very exciting event in the treatment of heart failure. And, you know, when we have only about 2,400 hearts available for heart transplantation, and we have somewhere between 40 and 60,000 people who have very severe forms of heart failure, if we can develop a device that can give a good quality of life, which this one has promise of doing, it will totally change the treatment of heart failure and save thousands of lives.
Dr. Lacks, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Dr. Hillel Lacks is the principal investigator for the Artificial Heart Program at the University of California at Los Angeles.